I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College about Liberation Day and the tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on trading partners. Brazil. The professor reflects the irony that Brazil benefited the last time there were tariffs from the first Trump administration because China switched from buying from the U.S. agricultural products to buying from Brazil. Will that happen again? We'll see, but Brazil did very well in 2019-2020, the professor tells me. Here's Evan Ellis on Brazil, retaliation, reciprocal tariffs, and a benefit. More of this later tonight.
Well, John, Brazil did incur more wrath on tariffs, but probably is less impacted. And the important thing is understanding that while Brazil does trade a substantial amount with the United States, it is not in the position of Mexico, where literally 80% of Mexico's exports go to the United States. And so Brazil, as I understand, was hit by the 10% across the board tariff that Mexico was exempted from. Brazil has been affected in its metals exports by the previous steel and auto tariff. And indeed, my understanding is the Brazilian legislature is currently putting together what is expected to be the announcement of some sort of reciprocal tariff or response that will probably be coming in the coming days, and that will have some impact. For Brazil, the irony is that in the world that we live in which countries to varying degrees have other options, historically, when the United States put big tariffs on China back in 2018-2019, one of the biggest beneficiaries was Brazil, because China then stopped buying things from the United States, or at least reduced agricultural purchases and other things, and it turned to Brazil to make up that difference with what is, I believe, estimated to be a 54% total effective tariff on China. What we're likely to see, I think, from China is a tariff escalation, China buying less from the United States. And so although Brazil may suffer a hit in terms of tariffs and reduced demand on certain metals exports and other exports to the United States, most of Brazil's actual industrial production is for Mercosur. And Brazil will probably be a net beneficiary in terms of a significant increase in agricultural exports and strategic metals exports to China as it moves away from the United
States. I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.